Happy Monday to you and welcome back to the DriveCast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor here and I do the majority of teaching at the Lewis Center campus. And as we jump back into James today in chapter 1, we're looking at verses 19 and 20. Such interesting verses. You know, we've talked about how James is like New Testament Proverbs. It's these small snippets of wisdom along the way, and maybe none of them more wise, certainly any more wise than 19 and 20. These verses admonish us to be quick to listen and slow to speak. There's a very interesting juxtaposition of words here. The word quick is the word takus, and the word slow is the word bradus. So not only is there a little bit of rhyme there in the writing for the interest of the hearer, just I think to make it memorable for them, but in our world where those words are used, so if you have a heartbeat that is regularly too fast, over 100 to 110 beats a minute, we say that you suffer from tachycardia or takus, that same word. If you have a heartbeat that's too slow, say under 60, 50 beats a minute regularly, we say that you suffer from a condition called bradycardia. So those two words spill over still into our world. Now, why is that important to James that we are quick to listen and slow to speak? Because if we flip those two things, if we are quick to speak and slow to listen, I think what the implication here from James is that if you're not willing to listen to other people, especially godly people, it's probably an indicator that you're not willing to listen to God or that you're not listening to God. You can't say, I'm going to treat God one way and treat people another way, right? There's consistency there. And when you are quick to speak, many times you're going to struggle with the human reality of anger. So James's encouragement to us is to think before we speak, to be prayerful before we speak. Because so often what being prayerful does is it slows down words that we cannot unsay. Now, you can always ask for forgiveness. You can always come back and say, hey, I didn't mean that. But you cannot unsay, you can't unsay words. So the anger that James talks about, and listen, not all anger is wrong. There are moments in the scriptures where God is described as being angry at sin. So there's a kind of righteous anger that's described in scripture, but that's not what James is talking about here. James is talking about human anger. There's a verse in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 9 in the Message version that says you can spot a fool by the lumps on his head, right? Anger has this potential to come back at us, to boomerang at us. And so as we think about our day today, as we think about the week coming up, what we want to do is we want to be very specific and serious and spirit-led in the way that we share our words. We want to be careful to not react and respond quickly to a critical word or a critical moment, like when someone cuts you off in traffic. You know, Proverbs 29:22 says, a hot-tempered person commits many sins. And here in James, again, human anger, just it does not produce the righteous life that God desires. That's what he says here in verse 20. So I think we should take time today to pray about both our heart and our words as we enter into a new week. Words, Proverbs says, are like good words are like, apples of gold and settings of silver. Like our words have the power to do so much good. And so let's pray and ask the Lord to help us today in that area. God, we do come to you and we bring all the situations and circumstances that are coming. And sometimes, God, in these pressure cooker moments that we feel like we live in, we just have the tendency to speak too fast, to listen too slow, to think too little. So, God, would you help us with our words today, with this week? Make us people who speed towards listening and are slow towards speaking and reacting. Help us, God, to respond with the presence of your Spirit and what you're doing in our lives. Now you take the opportunity to pray about your words today, that they would be encouraging, that they would be life-giving to others. And once again, as always, thanks for joining us here on the Drivecast.